Jesus is talking to the disciples today, and he gives them sort of this story. It's sort of cryptic to them. Peter's like, man, is this for us? Is this for everybody? What, Lord? And we're kind of in this place in Jesus' life where he knows what's coming. And he's even commenting that he just wishes it were already over because it's distressing him greatly. And we notice in all of the synoptic gospels that we've read, Matthew, Mark, and now Luke, that Jesus gets incredibly focused at the end of his life. Things seem to be, they seem to be a little stressed. He seems to be under duress, and he's trying to pack in as much wisdom as he can give the disciples, it seems. And he is trying to impart as much truth as he can everywhere that he goes, while at the same time carrying this heavy weight, knowing not only will he physically be brutalized, but that he is about to carry the spiritual weight of sin for the whole world, for all time to come, on his shoulders, that he is the sacrificial lamb, that he will die, placing his trust firmly in his Father for resurrection. And this is an important thing to ponder and consider, especially in the Passion Week, with this Friday being Good Friday. But the message today is one of vigilance, and it's both vigilance in protecting ourselves from the thief, our enemy, and also a vigilant watch for the coming of the Lord. Stay dressed for action is the command of Christ. Keep your lamp burning and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast so that they can open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. And that is an instruction to us all. And the Holy Spirit nudges. I mean, we every day here, we invite the Holy Spirit to direct our paths. And when he does, are we going to be listening? This is something we have to keep a vigilant watch over our hearts about. Because I don't believe God is never not wishing to speak to us. I believe fully that the Lord wants to communicate with his people. And I believe fully that it's in part to commune with us and we him, and us to worship him for his glorious and bountiful grace. And I believe it's to give instruction and advancing and bringing the kingdom. At the end of this little talk, this little story that Jesus tells, he says, everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. All right, and we've heard that saying before in the other Gospels. The irony about that is we so easily look at other people and say, well, they have much, but I have little. When the reality is, anyone in the sound of my voice today has been given much. What we have available to us, not only in physical resources, but in spiritual knowledge that has been collected over the ages, over millennia, we are in a time like no other time has ever been before us. The repository of wisdom passed down through the ages, available to us with just a few clicks of our finger and an internet connection, should make it blatantly obvious to us just how much we have been given. I know not everyone in the sound of my voice lives in an open society, but I do know very clearly that the majority of the people that listen to the Daily Audio Bible every day live in general and sometimes overwhelming freedoms. We are free to pursue the Lord with all diligence. We are free to advance his kingdom with all purpose. Like never before, there has never been greater opportunity for the harvest for our King and his kingdom. So there really isn't any one of us who can say we haven't been given much. And what that means is much is required. And this is what we've been saying all year. It is no longer acceptable for us to be people of word or the word. It's not enough for us to know what the Bible says anymore. The Bible isn't a list of suggestions or a list of pretty stories that have happy endings that give us tips on how to live a happier life. The Bible is an example of God's interaction with his people and how the people must be people of action to get anything done. If the patriarchs weren't people of action, there would be no children of Israel. There would be no covenant. Right at the end of Moses' life today, if there were no Moses stepping forward, we wouldn't have that story. We wouldn't have that definitive guidance. And even if the children of Israel had been wandering, God would have certainly wiped them off the face of the earth, were it not for Moses' intervention. On and on it goes. If the apostles hadn't regrouped and been available to the Holy Spirit's coming, the truth of the gospel would have never gone forward. And we can go all the way back through church history and see the blood and sweat and sacrifice of the people who made it possible for us to be here listening to this right now. It is upon our shoulders, whether we like it or not, to carry this forward and pass this to the next generation. We don't really have a choice. We can bury our heads and not do it, but we are obligated, and it will be required of us.